Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and we have a great, great show for you today. We're talking about our defining moments in life. You know, what is that one special defining moment in your life that led you to experience a personal breakthrough? You know, maybe it was a time when you were forced to choose between backing down in the face of adversity or persisting to reach an ultimate goal. Well, for some of you, the answer may come right away when I say that, you know, what is your defining moment in life? And it's like that moment for you will forever be etched in your heart and your mind. But yet for others, maybe you're not sure if you've experienced your defining moment yet. Well, today we're very lucky to have Chaney Weiner joining us on the show, and he's going to help us to identify what that special defining moment might have been and how it can transform your life still today. Well, Chaney Weiner, if you're not familiar with him, he is a transformational leader and a sought-after authority on human potential and personal development. He is a friend of the Transformation Network and of Dr. Pat, and so you can go into the archive and listen to a lot of interviews with Chaney over the years. He is the founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, which is an organization dedicated to empowering people all around the world in all areas of their life by helping them to discover their hidden brilliance and uniqueness based on what's most important to them. And Chaney's also a facilitator of the DeMartini method, which of course was developed by Dr. John DeMartini, who we've had on the show before. Now, Chaney's inspired millions of people around the world just sharing his breakthrough methods for personal and professional success. And one of his many successful programs yielding results for so many people today is his Breakthrough to Achieve program. And we'll have Chaney tell us a little bit about that later in the show. Chaney's been featured, as I said, on the Dr. Pat Show, but also on Montel Across America with Montel Williams, Hollywood Confidential with Lisa Gibbons, Hay House Radio, and hundreds of other radio shows. But today he's on Everyday Miracles, and we're so delighted to have him here with us. Chaney, welcome to the show.
Hi, Candace, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate what you're doing, and I want to send a little shout out to Dr. Pat as well. Thank you all.
Wonderful. I'm sure she's listening in. You're one of her favorite guests. Well, Chaney, I love that we're talking about this topic today, and it really made me reflect on my life. But maybe I could start, Chaney, by asking you, how is it that you define what a defining moment is? And what are some of the common threads, if you will, of a defining moment type of experience?
That's an excellent question to start off with. And the way I'll define it is the way I perceive it to be, but I just also want to mention to anyone listening that for everyone listening, each of your defining moments is going to be something that's important and special to you. Now, for me, it's that one moment that you just know or can sense that something shifted and that your life is about to take a turn down the path that you deserve to be going down. And in terms of realizing and figuring out, you know, what that is, what to look for, again, that's going to be different depending on the person. But I like to tell people that certainly one thing is to understand what your values are and then know what's most important to you, because whatever that defining moment is, it's going to occur as a result of something that's important to you. Because if you really think about it, if there's something that you don't like to do or it's just something that bores you, the chances are that's not going to be a defining moment. However, you may be doing something and something else around you triggers something that can set off a defining moment. So there's a lot of factors involved with that. And again, it's going to depend on the things that the most to you and the things that are most important to you.
And I'd imagine that we don't always recognize a defining moment right when it's occurring, you know, especially when we're going through something difficult, because it could be a negative event, like the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or, you know, a financial crisis or a divorce or something like that, that may cause us to have that defining moment. So because of that, we may not see it as a defining moment at the time because it feels negative. But over time, when we have some perspective, we're able to look back upon it and recognize it for what it was and is in our lives. Do you find that?
Yeah, and in fact, as you were speaking about that, for some reason I had Byron Katie. I'm sure you know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
If you read her book, I've heard her talk about it, and I believe she says it in her book, and I'm not sure, I think the year was around 1986. She had a moment that really shifted her life, and it went something along the lines of, I forgot where she was, but she was lying on the floor, and she said a mouse or a bug or something crawled on top of her, and she realized at that moment how, quote-unquote, down and out her life was, and that just gave her some type of a shift. And then from that moment on, she went down the path that she went down. So the reason I just thought about this is because for her, I would imagine in that moment, that was a perceived low moment. So it's not always about that, let's say, outcome that someone wants to have happen. It could be in moments of, let's say, down, if you will, but as I like to say, actually I got this from John DeMartini, the more down and out you've been, the more in and up you're destined to go. So you can't have moments of being down without moments of being up. And that's one of the things, I'll just go back to what we were saying earlier about realizing your defining moment and what to look for. One of the ways that you could go about looking to see is look at those moments that you may perceive as negative and look for the opposite, and you may or may not, but you may find in there what that moment is that you may not have realized before.
Yeah, that's true. And I can certainly see that in my life. I mean, I remember when I was, I think I was 20, 21 years old. My boyfriend was killed. He was actually murdered at the time. And, you know, that's heartbreaking for anyone when it happens. But when, you know, when you're so young and so in love, love kind of takes on a different meaning. And it was a difficult time. And my family didn't have any real spiritual beliefs or anything like that. So there was nothing I could really cling to. And I didn't know what happened after we died. And really, I think that was that thing that made me start to look into, well, what happens? What happens to us? We just die. We're just gone. And I started reading books. And I do feel, if it wasn't for that experience so long ago, I certainly wouldn't be doing what I am today.
That's a really interesting story, and just your thoughts on that, because many people would look at that and maybe even keep looking back on it 10, 15, 20 years later. But for you, it was a shift. And something that you said in there, which is pretty interesting, is, well, if that didn't happen. I want to mention that for a moment or two here, because many times people will look back in their lives and say, well, I wish this had happened a different way, or I wish it had happened a certain way, you know, something that might have, that they perceived as negative. Oh, if it would have gone the way I would have wanted it to go, things would have been better. But that's not necessarily the case. And my point is, whatever's happened in your life, be grateful for it, look for both the positives and negatives, or the benefits and drawbacks, and be grateful, move through that moment, and just move on to other moments, because that is a great way to release that emotional baggage from the past, because anytime there's baggage weighing us down, it stops us from realizing the magnificence and brilliance of who we are and what we're here to be, do, and have.
I read once somewhere that your defining moment is when you're willing to let go of who you're not. I love that, because, you know, we do so many things, and sometimes we forget who we are. We're playing a role, and when we reach that point where we let that go, I think that's a real solid defining moment for us. But Chaney, when we come back from the break, I would love for you to share what some of your defining moments have been in your life. And also, later in the show, Chaney is going to be offering us an incredible giveaway. So I want you to stick around, stay tuned. We'll have more with Chaney when we return.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain, and I have Chaney Weiner here with me, a leading transformational expert on success and raising human potential. And today we're talking about how to realize your defining moment and have a breakthrough in your life. And just before the break there, I had kind of talked about one of my defining moments when I lost a loved one, and it made me, you know, start to reflect on what happens to us after we die, and this led me to books. And if it hadn't been for that experience, I wouldn't be doing what I am today. Chaney, do you remember when you first experienced a defining moment that kind of set your life on track and that led you to have a personal breakthrough?
Yes, absolutely. And I love talking about this. And it actually took place back when I was 16. I was in 10th grade. I was in high school. Now, from the time I was about 6, 7, 8, I was into sports, particularly baseball. And I loved playing baseball, and I played it from the time I was about 7. So when I was in high school, 16 years young at the time, and I went out for a baseball team. Now, leading up to that, I had gotten into fitness and working out, because my mindset at the time was, baseball is most important to me, I'm getting myself in shape, I'm making that team. So I went out for it. The tryouts lasted about 3 weeks, and in order to make the team, you needed to make two separate cuts. So if you made the first cut, you went on to the second cut. If you made the second cut, then you made the team. Well, I made the first one. And when the second one came around, the last day, the coach, who happened to also be the football coach, and he had his favorites. He had certain people who were his favorites. I was not necessarily one of them, but, you know, some of the other kids were. So he's reading off the names of people who didn't make the team, and he's reading one name after another, and my name wasn't mentioned, and each time he read a name, I knew I was going to make that team. And he stopped, and I thought he was done. And then he read off the last name, and it happened to be mine.
Mm.
So I got cut. I didn't make the team. But right after he read my name off, in that moment, he paid me a compliment that has stuck with me for up until this day. And he said, "You have more guts than anyone I've ever seen." He said, "You come out for the team next year, and you'll make the team." Now, in that moment, I knew something happened. I knew something shifted. I knew something took place, but I couldn't put my finger on it because I'll be honest. At that point in time, I was thinking, I want to make baseball team. It bothered me, but it didn't bother me as much as I would have thought it would have. And it was really interesting because I still remember that day, and I'll give it away. It was March of 1981, so 30 years. And I can still remember what happened after that, and there was just something that was just lingering out there. And I'm thinking, something's going to come about. Something, this is leading me somewhere. And it was really interesting because I didn't go out for the team next year. And then really from that point on, I started getting more into working out, fitness, meeting new people. I was kind of shy at the time, so I was getting more into the girls and more of the social type of person, which ultimately led me down a different path and really ultimately led me down to what I'm doing right now, because had I made that team, I certainly would have went out for it the following year and the year after that, and most likely would have gone out to college and played. And, yeah, you know what? I might have been a professional baseball player. I can't say for sure, but I could tell you right now, I would not have met the people, would not have gotten the associations, and it would not have led me down the path that I've been led down. And it's really interesting, but when I trace back from that event all the way up until now, I'm absolutely certain that if I had made the team, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So to me, that was a breakthrough at that moment in time, and it also triggered off other breakthroughs along the way. But what I like to tell people, because I get asked this question a lot about having multiple breakthroughs, but I like to have people really go back and look for that one, because there's always that one that one that stands out that really set it all in motion, and that is the one that really did it for me. And I had someone on a radio show about 2 weeks ago. He was interviewing me, and he said, "Well, does that coach know that he said something that, you know, in essence, contributed
to your
breakthrough?"
That was on my mind to ask you that. Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I said, no, but I have thought about that. And so I call that this thing that I'm doing now, I'm on a world tour for life. And what that means is that I want to meet up with as many people as I can who I have met, come across, have known in my life, and just tell them, thank you, and I appreciate how you've contributed to my life. And he's one of them on the list.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, you've got to tell them. You've got to go back and tell them. It's a fantastic story. So, Chaney, for those people who are listening who, you know, maybe they don't know what their defining moment is, what would you say to them? What could help them?
Well, first thing is let me say a few things. If someone says that they don't know, the chances are pretty good that there's some negative associations of things that have taken place in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be different for different people. And one of the things I would have people do is to trace back their life as far back as they can go. And, yes, look for moments where someone may have criticized you or someone was mean to you or some type of a negative moment. And go back to that moment and look for the opposite. Now, it's really interesting, but with my moment that I was just telling you about, the baseball story, last year, this is about 9 months ago, I was going to Whole Foods Market. And I was pulling into the parking lot, and I was actually thinking about that moment that I was just telling you all about. And we're talking 29, this was last year, 29 years later, I got a tear in my eye because I realized, you know something? That coach, in that moment that he, in essence, rejected me, he accepted me by paying me that compliment. 29 years, and I didn't figure out, I didn't see the synchronicity until last year, which may have explained why when that happened, it didn't bother me as much, but I couldn't see it then because, you know, let's face it, my level of awareness was a lot lower then than it is now. And my point here is for anyone listening, you may not be aware of something that took place at some point in time that really was a defining moment, but go back and look for both sides of a particular event, and it's there. And you may, like I said before, you may or may not find that defining moment out of there, but you'll find something that comes about out of it, and you'll find that moment. It's just a matter of looking for it.
Now, some people might say that defining moments happen because of luck or coincidence or something like that. But is it really about the events or the situations in our lives that create the defining moments, or is it how we respond or react to those events or situations that create the defining moments?
That's the key word you said, react, because it's not what anyone does to you that matters. It's how you react to it, and more specifically, how you perceive it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, and that's why we can look back on life and look at those situations from a new place. But besides looking back at those times, like we've talked about, there are also those times when we're aware that how we choose to respond to what is in front of us could potentially be a defining moment. And when that happens, it's like you can feel the enormity of it. Sometimes there's a fear of taking that step because we don't know what is on the other side. Can you talk about that and that fear and what we can do to move past it?
Yeah, and again, that goes back to the perceptions, and I like the William James quote. He says, "You human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes and mind," and it's all based on perception. So if someone has a fear of something, whatever that fear is, they're having a fear because they see more negatives than positives in a particular situation, or they see more drawbacks than benefits, more challenge than support. There's going to be an imbalance or a lopsided perception involved. And if there's a particular fear, and this goes for any type of fear that someone may perceive, just ask yourself the question, whatever it is that I'm fearing, how is that benefiting me? Now, if someone who has, let's say, a real fear about something, they're going to say, well, I don't see any benefits in that, and that's absolutely impossible because all events are neutral. But again, it's how you perceive it. So the idea, and this goes back to what we were saying before about how to find your defining moment. Go back to those moments, or you can even look ahead, the same thing. Well, if you're looking for the defining moment, you want to go back, like I said, and look for the synchronicity in each moment. But if it's fear and you're looking ahead, you can say, well, if such and such were to happen, how would it benefit me? Now, I could tell you right now, back when I had my baseball story, I wasn't thinking back then, well, if I don't make the baseball team, how would that benefit me? I might have been doing that on a very deep subconscious level that I wasn't aware of, because after all, when I got cut, I didn't go into a huge state of depression. I didn't get quote-unquote suicidal. So there was something inherent that I knew then, but I couldn't put my finger on. So it's the same thing about moving forward with fear.
So when we look back on our lives and maybe find some defining moments that were hidden there, you say the realization of those moments can lead to a breakthrough. So in your words, what does it mean to have a breakthrough? And is a breakthrough always followed by a defining moment?
The way I typically see it is that defining moment is going to be and or can lead to a breakthrough. In my particular case, in fact, I'll even trace it back a little more. I'm a fan of the Rocky movies, and leading up to my baseball story, I pretty much was modeling myself after Rocky, and it was pretty interesting. But the coach, when he said, "You have more guts than anyone I've ever seen," that almost exact quote was at the end of the Rocky movie, where the announcer says, you know, we've exhibited more guts and stamina, you know, in the history of the ring. If you see the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the point is, for me, that was a breakthrough. So there were things that happened before that that led up to that, and then after that, I had other breakthroughs that came about as a result of that. Because, like I said, had I made that team, I wouldn't have breakthroughs in the other areas that I did. It may have been in another area, maybe sports, but in different areas, I had breakthroughs that I would not have had if it wasn't for that.
The Rocky movies were amazing and were just so inspirational for so many people. I can remember watching them. Actually, I hadn't watched them in a long time. It would be nice to go back and look at that again. They're so inspirational. They really are. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about defining moments and personal breakthroughs with Chaney Weiner today. We're going to go to another break, but stay tuned because Chaney has a great giveaway for listeners today. We will be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Chaney Weiner today, founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, which is an organization dedicated to empowering people worldwide in all seven areas of their life, financial, physical, family, mental, spiritual, vocational, and social. But today he is here to discuss how to realize your defining moment and have a breakthrough in your life. Now, Chaney, if people would like more information on you and your programs, where can they go for more information?
They can go to www.chaneyweiner.com. I'll spell that for everyone, chaneyweiner.com. And you go on the homepage and you'll see there'll be a free training course that basically helps people overcome limiting beliefs so you can have more money, more time, more wealth, and more freedom in your life. You put in your name and email, and it's a five-lesson course that's delivered over the course of about 2.5-3 weeks.
Perfect. Beautiful. So, again, that is www.chaneyweiner.com. Now, Chaney, all of us have experienced pain and heartache. And when that happens, it can be really difficult to let go of those hurts. And when we carry those hurts with us, I mean, what does that do to us on a spiritual level? And can we even be open to the potential of a breakthrough in that place?
Well, as long as there's emotional baggage, which again is going to be seeing more negatives or more drawbacks than benefits or positives, that imbalance or that lopsided perceptions, anytime we perceive something that way, we're going to have that emotional baggage, and it, in essence, clouds the magnificence and brilliance of who we are. And this also can include not being able to realize your defining moment. So what I like to do is, or one thing I want to do here is to pose a question. You can either write it down or listen to it, but I would recommend typing it down. And the question is this. Just ask yourself this. If you were able to go back and start your life over from the time you were born, and you knew that everything would happen the exact same way again, would you go through it all again? And it's a very interesting question. And I actually thought about this. I was lying in bed, and I, for some reason, was thinking about that. And really, the answer to this, well, let me say this. whenever I ask this question, people, most of the responses I'll get are along the lines of, oh, God, I would go back and change most of it. I would change maybe one thing. Very few people say, I wouldn't change a thing. And really the answer is, you don't want to change anything because you don't know. If you went back to a point in time, I gave my baseball example, for someone else, it can be in any area of life, something that they saw as being negative, and they may say, well, I wish I can go back and change that. Not, you really don't want to do that because you don't know what else could come about from that. Yes, it may create in a different area of life what you may think is a positive, but you don't know what's going to happen in another area of life. And the point is, all situations are synchronous, they're neutral, they have positive and negative. You don't want to change everything. You want to be grateful and thankful for what's happened so you can move on and, in essence, clear out that emotional baggage. And in fact, I'll mention this here since we brought up Rocky. I also like the kind of movies like those time travel movies and movies along that line where if, you know, someone wants to go back and change something because they think it'll turn out the way they want it to. Movies like Back to the Future is one of them. But there's another one. I don't know if you've seen it. Sliding Doors, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I was just thinking about that because, yeah, it went through the two realities, right?
Exactly. Yeah. She missed the train. She got fired from her job. She missed the train, getting on a train by a few seconds. And then they just split the movie from there. And like you said, they had one outcome if she made it, one outcome if she didn't make it. Completely different outcomes. Now, that movie's kind of unique because it did that. But movies like Back to the Future, in fact, there's another one called Frequency. There's one, a real good one, called Running Against Time. I can go on and on with these. But these movies have the theme of, well, if someone could go back in time and change one event, you know, would their life turn out the way they want? And typically, if you go back and try to do that, you don't know what it can cause in another area of life. So obviously, we can't physically go back and do that, but perceptually we can. And that's key. And perceptually, what I mean is in your thoughts. So if someone's thinking, oh, my God, this has been terrible. This happened to me 5 years ago, and some people just maybe haven't gotten over it. Well, you go back to that moment, and like we were saying, like with my baseball story, same thing. You know, what would have been the drawbacks to me had I made that team? And I could list a whole bunch of them. So that's, again, you know, that's important to do that. So ask that question. And also think about, again, I know I keep saying that synchronicity, because the whole idea is to be grateful and thankful for what's happened in your life so you can get on with your life and really realize the greatness of who you are.
And so if someone is going through a difficult time, I guess, you know, as friends or family, you know, we could pose that question as well. Are there other things we can do to help someone who might be going through that, to help them realize those defining moments?
You mean in terms of how other people could help you?
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing with that is that many people will look for others to support, but there is an equal amount of support and challenge. So it's wise to be aware. Yes, it's important to have people who could help you out, but you really don't want too much support because it really keeps people stagnant in their growth. So in terms of that defining moment and having other people help you, they could. I recommend people to really take the time and invest time in themselves and go back and look.
And go within.
And go within and look at the people, the places, the situation, because everything happens for a reason. There's no such thing as luck or bad luck or karma or any of that stuff. I know that goes against what a lot of people say, but there isn't. Things happen for a reason, and there's divine perfection. And I like to tell people, you're worth taking the time to invest in yourself. And investing doesn't mean necessarily money, but investing time in yourself, investing spiritually. It could be any way, but take the time and do that for yourself, because when you're able to do that, then you can really care for the important people in your life who you really want to care for. It starts with you.
Janie, I imagine that if you're someone who's working to make one of your dreams a reality, then there will be several defining moments along the way as you grow and change. And that definition of who you are and your purpose will open to you. Can you see that in your own life?
Oh, yeah, because since obviously we went just way beyond the scope of the time we have, but after that baseball situation or that defining moment for me, I mean, I can literally think of defining moments I've had in each area of my life, relationships, money, spirituality, business. So it's not regulated to just that one moment, but that moment has a, or whatever that moment is for you, will allow you to see, there's other moments in other areas of your life that are just as important. But like I said earlier, it's typically traced back to that one, that everyone has that one certain one that stands out. And it's really interesting because that, like for me, it was baseball, because back then baseball was important to me. Now, no. So any defining moment that I have now won't center around baseball.
It's based on your values at the time.
Exactly. And since our values shift over time, our defining moments, as they occur over time, are going to change. Now, let's say someone is a professional. I'll just use this one. If someone's a professional dancer, they may have had a defining moment at some point in time, maybe 10, 20 years ago. And if they're dancing professionally, they may have another defining moment dancing. It may not be the same type of moment, but it's still going to be a different moment on a higher level. So it could be in the same area. It really depends on the person, their values, and really what's going on in their life.
Well, we're going to go to another quick break. You're listening to Everyday Miracles. After the break, Chaney's going to, again, tell us a little bit more about that free training course. It's not just for one lucky listener this time, but it's for everyone listening. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I have Chaney Weiner joining me today, and Chaney has a number of incredible programs available, which he'll be telling us about during the show, but I encourage you to visit his website, www.chaneyweiner.com, and of course you can go to the transformationtalkradio.com website and look up the interview there, and you can also get to Chaney's website in that way. Now, Chaney, today you are a world-class transformational leader doing some great work, but what are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome to be where you are today?
Great question. And it'd be great if other people on other radio shows would ask me that one. I don't get asked that too often, but I love that. Well, God, I can go a number of ways with this. Well, one of them, certainly, like most people, there was a money issue at certain points in time. But more so of, with, at least with me, it was more of, God, you know, what is it that I really want to be doing? Because, like I said earlier, I got involved in sports, it was fitness, psychology. I ended up getting my degree in communication. There was physical therapy, computer. So there was a lot of these things that I really liked doing along the way, and the challenge was, geez, well, which one do I want to do? I would try one. It kind of didn't. I wasn't into doing it, and then I go on to something else. A lot of people are doing that. So for me, that was a challenge. But like I like to tell people, it was always staring me in the face and sitting under my nose. And it's actually what I'm doing right now, which in essence is a combination of many of those, because I talk about fitness or health, psychology, communication, which is a big part of what I do. And really, it all centers around human behavior and human potential. So that was one challenge, and really the money part of it was attached to that, because I never put my finger on, well, what is it that I really want to do, even though I was in a sense doing it all along. That was a challenge, and certainly I know a lot of people can relate to this one. People who may come into your life, it could be family, it could be friends, who may not fully understand what you're doing, and they'll challenge you. And I've had that. And, what I like to tell people, in fact, anyone listening who has that, is to stay true to who you are, what you're doing, find out what it is that you really want to be doing, and don't let anybody stop you. And if people come your way and they criticize you, just look to see how it's helping you, how it's benefiting you with your mission and what you are really wanting to do, and you'll just transcend that in a poised and present manner. And that's pretty much what I'm doing. And I'll be honest with you, even now as we speak, and everybody listening, whether they're in the personal development field or any industry, has challenges and support. And we all get it. We all get criticism and praise, and it's just a matter of how you handle it. So those are just briefly some of the things that I've experienced, and I still go through it. Everybody does. It's no big deal. Again, like you said earlier, it's how you react to it is really the key.
Yeah, it really is. Just while you were speaking there, you reminded me of a time when, and this was, I'm not even sure, probably 5 years ago or maybe a little bit longer, and I was at a wedding and I was asked to give the toast to the bride. This was a family wedding. And there had been some difficulties in our family, you know, people not getting along, so not speaking, and actually my brother, the father of the bride, you know, he wasn't really speaking to any of us and hadn't in years, and here I had to go up and address this crowd of people, and I didn't know what kinds of things he had said about me or the other family members, and these people weren't really going to know the real me, but I had written a speech that I thought was good at the time, and, you know, oh, this will be good for the wedding, and, you know, I can do this. And the day of the wedding, I looked at it, and I thought, I can't say this stuff. This isn't me. This is me playing it safe. This has nothing to do with what I'd really like to tell her and to tell everyone up there. So the day of the wedding, I rewrote the whole thing, and I went up there, and I gave this speech, you know, from my heart. And I wasn't a public speaker, by the way. I hadn't done public speaking, especially all by myself before. So that for me was another defining moment, because I had so many people hug me after giving that speech. And it really, again, it changed things in my family a bit for me. It changed the course of the direction I was going in. So I think we can all look back at those moments, and even if it was a difficult moment, look back on it and see what did I learn? What did I gain from that? Because there are so many beautiful lessons along the way. Wouldn't you agree, Cheney?
Absolutely. And that obviously sounds like it was a challenging moment, but if you really look closely, you'll see, based on what you were saying, you were also being supported in that moment as well. A lot of people want to shy away, and they only want the positive side. But in order to grow, you must have both. And I forgot who said it, I'm going to paraphrase it. They said something along the lines of, if you don't have any challenges in your life, well, go out and start looking for them. And again, I'm paraphrasing. I can't think of who said that offhand, but it's a great point, because that's how we grow.
And if you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people want to shy away and only look for positive. The fact is, the way human beings are, no human being could go out there and try to be 100% positive or 100% negative. It is absolutely impossible. The universe won't allow it.
That's right. And it doesn't matter how many affirmations you do and whatnot.
Yeah, and again, it's how people react to you. So your story that you were mentioning, had you gone up there, and now, I don't know what was written on your original speech and what you were going to say, but if you would have gone through with it, I would imagine there'd be a pretty good chance that you would not have gotten the same reaction that you did, and it might have actually exasperated or facilitated the thing that you didn't want it to do.
Exactly. So, Cheney, I want you to tell everyone again about this great giveaway that you have for all of the listeners. Let everyone know what you have for them today and how they can go about getting it again.
Yeah, it's a training course, a mini course, that in essence it's 5 lessons, and it talks about the overlooked aspects on how to overcome limiting beliefs. Like I said earlier, so you can have more wealth, more time, and more freedom in your life. It talks about values. It talks about managing your emotions and 3 tricks that your mind will do to keep you stuck, how to take action. So I'm just giving a general overview of it, and it's actually put into a sequential order. It's in a certain order for a reason, and I encourage people to go and check that out. That's at Cheney Weiner, CHaneyWeiner.com, and when you go on the page, you'll see that red arrow. It'll be up in the right-hand side. Put in your name and email, and you'll be ready to go.
And Cheney, you also have some other programs you have available for people if they're interested. The one that's been quite popular is the Breakthrough to Achieve. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's actually a much extended version of the mini course. And as we speak, well, right now I have it as a home study program. That's up on the site. I'm putting the coaching program together. That's going to be up on the site as well. And just a real quick mention, I have a relationship CD I'm putting up. It's just a matter of them being put into the system. I have them. It's just putting them up onto the site and all. As far as the Breakthrough to Achieve program, in essence, it's really getting you to overcome and dissolving distracting emotions, limiting beliefs, so you can really discover what you love to do, what you're here to be, do, and have, and to, in essence, live your mission, your vision, and take action on that and live a magnificent and inspiring life. And I'm covering it really quick because I could do a whole show on that one.
Well, Cheney, it's been so wonderful to have you on the show today. This is fantastic work you're doing, and I thank you for sharing it with us. In just a brief statement, what kind of message would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, any challenge that anyone who's listening now may have, instead of looking at it as a bad moment or some, oh, God, I really wish that hadn't happened, take the time. Look at those moments, whether someone's supporting you or challenging you, or someone's nice to you or mean to you, or they're praising you or they're criticizing you, whatever it is that you may see as being a negative, just take the time and ask, well, how is this serving me in my life? How is it serving me in my mission? How is it serving me in what I would love to be doing? Because that very thing that you may see right now today as challenging, as awful, and something, God, I wish it didn't happen, a year, 5 years, a few months from now, really may very well be the thing that you really needed to lead you on your path to what you would really love to do in your life. And just like my baseball story, I didn't realize 30 years ago that it led me down a path, but I realized it. So for anyone listening, look at those moments and see how they benefit you. Instead of looking for, oh, God, it was awful, how are they benefiting you? And you'll really see that something special comes out of it. And certainly you'll find a defining moment somewhere in there. So I encourage everyone to do that and to do it on a regular basis. And it's pretty amazing. Your life will be transformed, and you'll see life from a totally different perspective.
Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show. It has been great, great to have you. I encourage everyone to visit Chaney's website. The URL again is www.chaneyweiner.com. And again, you can sign up and receive the amazing training course that reveals the 5 often overlooked key lessons on how to overcome limiting beliefs. And if you'd like to be in the loop of what's coming up on future shows, just sign up for my newsletter. Go to everydaymiracleshow.com and enter your email address in. So again, thank you to our special guest, Chaney Weiner, for speaking with us today, and thank you to all of you for tuning in. Please join me again next week where we continue to open our minds to unlimited possibilities. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.